Les Lazarek back at the PV Mart Centrium in Red Deer. The Blades defeating the Rebels tonight 4-3. You can hear in the background the phone noise. That's coming from the phone of head coach of the Saskatoon Blades, Brennan Sonny. Congratulations, coach. They gave you all you could handle, as you knew they would tonight.
Yeah, I mean, they're a good hockey team, obviously. They won, what, 15 straight to start the season?
That's right.
So, yeah, I mean, they're a really good hockey team, and we knew that we had to bring our best. Like, it's just kind of the MO, modus operandi of Red Deer. Like, they're just going to work. So we have to work, too, and we have to play our game. It doesn't mean that we get into this big slog match with them. We still play our game, but really, really hard. Honestly, I thought we did that. I was really pleased with the work tonight.
I was going to say, I thought that you played your game. I thought you worked hard. I thought you did a lot of good things. Really, I thought this game was over when Keller scores the power play goal, and you were that close to killing off the 6-on-4 to end the game. But the guy fans on a pass, and the guy ends up with a good opportunity. As a result, you end up going to overtime. But you guys are magic in overtime.
Yeah, stuff happens. Like, that's the way it is. Like, you can't get all rattled or anything like that. You just focus on what's next. And that's what we talked about after they scored. Like, what's next? Well, it's overtime, and there's a point on the line. So here's the reminders. Here's what we got to do. And they kind of did that. I was actually pretty happy with the overtime as well. So, yeah, we didn't get too rattled on that. They kept tying it, right? That's an easy way to get rattled. But we stuck with it. Again, I'm really happy with tonight.
Yeah, you kept taking leads, though. You got to be happy with that. When you're forcing the issues, when you're forcing them to chase you.
Yeah, I thought we played fast. I mean, especially in the first, I thought that was right up there with the fastest we've ever looked with me being here. So I thought we played our game. Overall, it was a really good effort by us tonight. And honestly, I thought that was a really fun hockey game. Like, we've had some really cool hockey games, some real fun hockey games to watch the last couple weeks, and this was another one.
I was going to say, imagine if these two teams, and this is a long ways off, but imagine if these two teams played in a playoff series. It would be phenomenal hockey.
For sure, and then just add King back and Pillar back and, yep, you know, some high-end players that are out right now. So, yeah, there's some talent in the East. There's no question about it. You just look at the teams that are heading out there to BC, for example, and you see the win percentage. Like, the East is incredibly, incredibly tight and competitive.
I just wanted to bring up one last thing with regards to the overtime, and we've spoken before about the importance of having possession and how that's a big deal playing 3-on-3. But playing defense 3-on-3 is important, and I think you were able to do that because really your man-to-man defense 3-on-3, they couldn't break through, and as a result you were able to poke a puck free and lead to what turned out to be the winning goal.
Yeah, overtime, most overtimes end, like a very high percentage end with breakaways or two-on-ones. That's how most overtimes end. So you want to deny that, number one. So you always have to have two guys back and you kind of have the 1-2 wedge going on your forecheck and into your zone. And then the man-to-man sag where the other two guys are just, we call it yielding, just like if you're driving a car. Mm-hmm. You got to yield to the nearest defender on the puck. So from there, you don't switch too much because that gets confusing. You try and stick with your guys. Sometimes you have to switch, but really, I mean, the shots from the outside don't really end a lot of overtimes. So what we're trying to do is deny anything in tight in D-zone coverage, make sure we're on the D side all the time, and then just denying the odd man, the two-on-ones and the breakaways, because that's how most overtimes end. So we did a pretty good job of that tonight.
Good stuff. Brandon, thank you for this. Look forward to tomorrow night in Medicine Hat. And he's gone. Where is he?
Hello, did I lose you?
For a second there, we did lose you, but I was just going to say, thanks for this. We'll see you tomorrow night in Medicine Hat.
Sounds good, Les. Bye.
Okay, good night. Brennan.